Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golsa.
It is school's day.
It is school's day. Makes me want to go back to school.
Lots of educators in the building.
There are.
I just saw another educator in the building. I don't know if you saw.
Well, my back's to the window. Oh. So.
President of our alma mater, I believe.
Oh, yeah. I knew he was coming. Yeah. I saw it on Facebook. I put a fun gif on his wall because I was excited he was going to be here.
Didn't get to talk to him.
But
who we do get to talk to, just as exciting, Dr. Becky Schmidt in studio. She is the new director of school ministry for the LCMS Office of National Mission. Becky, such a joy to have you in studio. Thanks for being our guest.
Thanks, Andy. Thanks, Sarah. It's just a great pleasure to be here today.
Congratulations on your new appointment as director of LCMS school ministry.
Thank you very much. I'm honored, I'm humbled, and I look forward to all that God is unfolding in school ministry. Thanks so much.
Sure.
I feel like we should have brought, like, a cake.
That's true.
I don't know. Or coffee, maybe. We do have coffee.
We do have coffee.
I'll collect on that coffee.
All right. We'll get you some coffee. Terry Schmidt recently retired from LCMS school ministry and now moving forward, and it's under your leadership. And what are Lutheran schools about? What is accreditation? Is really the big question we're here to talk about today. What is accreditation? Why is it important for Lutheran schools? We see this little tagline on school signs, you know, accredited or National Lutheran School, NLSA, that's National Lutheran School Association.
Accreditation.
That's the magic word today.
That's why
it is.
That's why we're here, so we can learn something. So what is accreditation? Why should it be important to me as a parent?
That's a great question, Andy. And accreditation is important because, as we know, schooling is very important. And as we search for schools for our children, we want a high-quality school. The richness of schools in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod are that they are deeply valued and were a part of congregations, and when schools begun and were beginning in the agrarian era and through the industrial, we're now in the information age, and what we're finding is there are a lot of components to operating a school, and accreditation is a process that schools can take part in that will identify the strengths and the weaknesses and help schools to develop strategic plans that will continue to provide a high-quality, Christ-centered education for children.
So why is accreditation important, and what difference does it make for students to be in an accredited school versus a non-accredited? What is that difference?
I think the important part is that the school is intentional about the programs that it offers, and it's focused on a high quality education for children. It's focused on the relationship of the school and the church. It's focused on the community. It's focused on the whole child, and so that the programs that are offered address spiritual, social, emotional, cognitive, physical, and in terms of curriculum, and it helps the school to identify, again, those great areas of strength, but also those areas that can use improvement. From there, a school action plan is developed, and the school can begin to correct these things or add to these things and remain current and vibrant for the children and families they serve.
So this is like a roadmap for a really high standard of education.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah. How many Lutheran schools are accredited in the U.S.?
We have 688 of our schools that are accredited with NLSA, but we also have schools that are accredited through partner agencies and through secular accreditation agencies. So those are in addition to our 688.
That's a lot of schools.
And that's the great news.
Yeah.
Right. So walk us through this accreditation process. You know, you mentioned that this is really a process to make sure that the way that we approach education, teaching and learning is well thought, and that there's accountability is what I'm hearing, what I heard as you were describing that. So what does that process of becoming accredited look like in layman's terms?
Well, the first part of accreditation is the self-study process. So when a school begins that process, they apply, and we have the materials that help them do a thorough evaluation of their school in the standard areas that I mentioned. That is compiled into a report. It is based on action research and surveys narrative responses. And then from there, they begin listing their strengths and identifying their weaknesses. These are compiled into a preliminary school action plan. And then a site visit is scheduled, and an outside validation team consisting of peers will come in and review the self-study. They will spend 2 to 3 days in the building, visiting classrooms, talking to stakeholders, talking to members of the church and in the parent groups and students and teachers. And from there, they will add suggestions and recommendations. Those are compiled into the final school action plan. And then the school moves into a period of working on the initiatives, and they report annually to their district and to the national office their progress. And in the fourth year, it starts all over again.
So this is an ongoing process so that schools stay focused on what they're there to do.
Absolutely.
To provide a Christ-centered education. An outside validation team. I kind of feel like I need a validation team.
Oh, boy.
To feel validated.
You're not a millennial, Ian.
But so this is a team of professional educators as well, education professionals who are made up from, as I understand it, from educators around our school system or our church body, right?
It's all of the above.
Right.
And we look for people who have had experience with accreditation. Perhaps their school has completed the process. We also provide training for consultants and team captains who work closely with the school. And then we look for people who have expertise in the areas where the school may have identified that we need more help. It might be marketing. It might be technology. It might be curriculum. So we look for ministry experts in that area where they can help the school identify those next steps. We also look for someone who has not had a lot of experience, because we're training people for these roles, and so it's a constant shaping, and mm-hmm. each person on that team almost without fail will say, I've learned something new today that I'd like to take back to my school.
Isn't it's that the point experience. Of the point of education is to always
things.
Be learning.
It is. Continuous learning. That's the key.
Just under a minute left. I know it's gone so quickly. Just under a minute. What makes Lutheran schools unique? We just had the opportunity to hear about a family from Word of Life Lutheran School right here in St. Louis. From your perspective, what makes Lutheran schools unique?
Well, certainly our Christ-centered, religiously integrated programs. That's number one. And imagine, there are quality schools everywhere. We see them advertised. The school market is huge and highly competitive. What sets us apart? We have the opportunity to share the gospel message with children and families. And that through that faith and the power of the Holy Spirit, every child can have the promise of eternal life. We really are equipping children to be disciples for a life of Christian service. And certainly in the church, but also in the communities where they will live. And they truly are our future. And we're doing our homework now.
Christ-centered education, academically rigorous, all important. Dr. Becky Schmidt, Director, School Ministry, LCMS Office of National Mission. Thanks so much for being our guest on the Coffee Hour today.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
I feel validated now.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Can I be accredited too? Nope. Nowhere near that. That does it for the Coffee Hour today. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
You're a miracle. You know that, right? A living, breathing, one-of-a-kind miracle. You were created to stand apart, to share your gifts in the service of others, to make an uncommon impact in a common world. And at Concordia University, it's our mission to help you do that, to live uncommon. To learn more about Concordia, go to cuw.edu.